Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
The devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel just inside. You do your thing on the side, and still saying amen. Don't you be
the Christ
has become like it is, you know. And you know, we see the sign that we're living the life in evil days, that people, you know, has become, you know, watch cold. They turn the gospel, you know, into secular music, into, you know, living in sin. You know, how can you live on both sides of truth?
Right.
It's another stuff that's out there, you know, like Kirk Franklin, and you have all the different Israel Bridge, and there's a whole lot of pastors and priests and coming together, supporting each other, but they all, you know, for one thing, it's all about the money, it's all about, it's not really about souls, it's not willing souls to Christ, it's all about, you know, the money, it's all selfish. It's all about self.
Right. It's all about self. So, how they can make their pockets, you know, fatter, as they say. And, you know, it says that the love of money is the root of all evil. So they're showing their love for money, and they have no care or display of care for the souls that they say that they are trying to lead to Christ. It's all about the money. So, yeah. Even, they have this show coming out, The Creatures of L.A., which has a number of preachers on it, and it's going to have Pastor Harris McClendon, Noel Jones, other preachers, Ron Gibson, just really, I'm talking about how they are meant to live in luxury, saying that if, you know, some of these rappers can do it, they can do it too, and then members are meant to take care of them, you know, up to that level of just luxury and mansions, Bentleys, and just really just doing whatever they want to, placing the flock. So
I guess they have, wow. Also, you know, I read also about Isaac Carey's upcoming album called Reset, and it was featured Kirk Franklin, recorded Leandra Johnson, and more.
Okay.
And also, the song also is going to include some secular artists as well. So we have Jan Forsen, PLT, Kirk Franklin, and the Reset, the title of the album, but it's also, from what I see, that's going to be a music festival, and it's going to be a stage play directed by Jerry Lauren, which is going to be co-starred by Charlie O'Neill, which is also a secular show, The Wise and Basketball. Basketball wise.
Okay.
So, this fall, the care will be taking space in the starring role in the film, The Basketball Wise. It's a reality show. So,
right.
So, they are all over the place. They, you know, they're definitely diving in everything.
That's true. Yeah. Every time we look around, there's a new reality show. The church is, these people that are supposedly representing the church, they are making more reality TV series than the secular people. And after you actually see that they're merging with the secular to do it. Even Dietrich Haddie, I don't think I mentioned, but he's going to also be in that Creatures of L.A. too. And, you know, he's going to be talking about how he had the baby out of wedlock, and at the end of the day, he's still a man, and that, you know, that he's going to do these things, basically. And that, you know, in the beginning of it, it has them, like I guess, like the premiere, I guess, of the show. It showed, like, creatures praying for drug dealers out in the middle of the street, and then after that, they're in their mansions bragging about this and that, what their members give them, and all this kind of stuff. And back to all these movies and reality series, there's something about that Israel Houghton is going to be a part of the music composing films with Ja Rule, a rapper, a hip hop rapper.
Right.
And Adrian Balin.
Right.
So based off of a former drug dealer, they took up with a church girl, and I guess the rest is history. And this is coming out in October the 18th. So, yeah.
There's a lot of stuff out there. Like, the music's going on in the church. You know, got pastors and preachers, you know. It's all about the money. It's all about, you know, there's no conviction, no, nobody's talking about, you know, attention, nobody's talking about, you know, sin. It's all like a cover. Compromising their faith for money. It's all about the dollars.
That's what it's all about.
Yes.
Yeah. We're just letting you know what's out here so you can be aware and alert. And, you know, there's other people out here who see what things that are going on and not going to take the back seat to saying what's going on. We're going to let people know that if you're following these artists, you're going on the road to destruction, because a lot of times these fans will do whatever to follow them. Whatever concert they're at. Okay, so Leandra sang in church one Sunday, and then she decides to go sing out here in the club, you know, because it's Leandra or because it's whoever. It doesn't matter where they go, you're going to follow them just like that. And just like with Dietrich Haddon, you'll follow him wherever he goes just because of his gift, and they're attached to that. Because, like, music is something that people get attached to. They like the artist. It's something about when they play it, you know, their voice and their music into you is opening up gates. So, you know, you tend to follow them regardless, keeping that call from natural instinct and not, you know, designing with their spirit. They just take that role of just going to follow these people knowing that they're doing wrong. But just they feel like they've arrived on this platform of fame, that makes it okay to do contrary than what the Bible's saying. Well, maybe it's right because Leandra did it, or maybe it's right because it's your head. Yes, you know, I'm sure they're smarter than everybody else. I'm sure, you know, people might even think that they are more able to interpret the scripture even more, but really it's not that. You know, it's that they're going after fame, and they're working for, you know, a group that is not of God. We know what's going on. They're part of the secret organizations, and they sold their soul, you know, for fame. They're going to do whatever.
That's right. And they fall out after this false, you know, false gods, this false gospel symbols, because, just like, you know, the people in the world, you know, when, you know, those who are out in the world, who, you know, don't know Jesus Christ, or know themselves, know them in church, and they have these symbols like Michael Dawkins and, you know, Donny Ross and all these symbols, and it's falling behind them, and then, you know, they fall, you know, over the hill, and they follow the light, and what they're doing is, you know, like, so that's what they've been doing. And the fact that people that supposedly follow the Christ, and
Their abomination in the house of the Lord. Talked about that in Jeremiah, to the valley. So that's what they're doing. And I even said back then, I said, things are getting so out of hand. I said, you know, it sounds, people might couldn't see it back then, but I said, there's going to be a time where they're going to start including, you know, curse words in the gospel songs, and people want to consider that to be the norm. And, you know, I know even in the Jesus Walk song with Kanye West, he says he sold his soul to the devil. And Yolanda Adams is in that song, a gospel singer, a so-called gospel singer. And the man is up there, you know, cursing away in the song. And so she's saying, you know, Jesus walks with me. I want Jesus to walk with me. And the song is just completely contrary. And, you know, he's out there in the world, and, you know, he's just saying different things that don't align with him even wanting the Lord to walk with him.
But
it's clearly a mockery. It's clearly a joke. You know, the way that they got these things coming together, trying to put the holy things with the secular.
But I'm trying to put that the gospel symbol with the secular symbol
right
on the same stage. Mm-hmm. Can go help with the Houston it's talk us a whole lot. It's a whole lot. Okay, because, you know, have to, and that's
the ordeal with the man that she had married, Wesley Thomas Weeks. And there was a lot going on that year, and I remember that, you know, our hopes at the very church had said that, you know, that the Lord was, you know, he was pulling up the skirts, and, you know, and she told us that they were, you know, about to be exposed. And so they were. And, you know, that God gives you a word to speak like that, and it's your time to change, you know, you take heed. And with these people, they're up on the platform, and even when they're doing wrong, they still keep going, even when they know it's not right. That's what, you know, happened. Paul White, man, came out, and Whitney signed him, and, you know, was around the 8th month, it was a year, it's like around 2007 or something like that, but, yeah, she called it, you know, right to the T, what was about to happen. You know, so, you know, when God, you know, speaks to people, you know, he gives them a word that's coming from him, and he sends it out, you know, it's not going to be about money coming. You know, it's going to warn you of, you know, pending danger that's ahead of, you know, they'll change. So, they're leading God's people, you know, and the people that are actually following them at this point, if they, you know, if they're asleep, I don't know, you know, they should be alert by now, because it's plenty of news out there. It's, you know, if you are asleep and you don't have no discernment in all these years, something is wrong. You have to, you know, examine what you're doing, because you're not following Christ. You even got caught up into an idol.
Right.
Women contacted Ready Church saying that she would bow to Juanita Bynum in the pulpit or in jail. And this woman gave her life for us. I was like, oh my goodness. Juanita Bynum did not give her life for us. She did not die on the cross. She did not rise again. And she's not a God to us.
Right. Just at the end of us.
Sure,
that's right.
Okay.
has become just like the world. Because people don't, they're no different. They ain't no different. You see, you know, they say, well, the church is doing nothing, you know, that's all right. That's why I need to tell our text, but don't get caught up in the pastor, don't get caught up in the preacher, don't get caught up in. That's why it's so important to get and read the Bible for yourself. Because some of your time, you're not going to have your word to stand on. And you got to get the Bible, read it, study it, meditate day and night.
Right. It's true. The Bible says in Ephesians 5:19, it says, speaking to yourself in psalms and in hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody, in your heart to the Lord. So, you know, your song is not doing that if it's promoting lustful things, if it's promoting, you know, things that God hates, you know, abominations and different things. You know, it's not hard to understand what the word is saying. The word is plain.
Right.
You know, but they want to do what they want to do and present that to people because it's their flesh. You have to deny yourself. You have to you know, give unto the Spirit, you know, speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. So, yeah. It's a lot of preachers that, you know, that we're saying that are, once was preaching the truth and they're doing, you know, contrary now. And, you know, it's a word, I guess, array of preachers and singers and different things, you know, the people. I even was hearing a song with Jackie Velasquez, who was a Spanish gospel artist. She did some secular songs too, and she found her way pretty much maneuvering back and forth. But she did a song called Un Lugar Celestial, a heavenly place. And before she sung the song, and if you listen to the song, you would think that she was going to talk about heaven, which place that she wants to go. But she says this song, Heavenly Place, is, you know, about her heavenly place, and her heavenly place is her husband and, you know, her child. And, you know, you have to think, like, where is God and all that? Like, you're singing a song talking about God, heavenly place, and you're not actually talking about heaven. You're not talking about the place where God is or a place that you want to go called heaven. You're just saying that, you know, your heaven is right here on earth. You know, there's a lot of people that, you know, that's false doctrine, that's New Age stuff, you know. People talking about, you know, their hell is here right on earth, and your heaven is right here, and no. So, you know, it gets into different things, you know, another belief. You know, there's so many different religions out there, you know, the Jehovah Witness and their beliefs, and Mormonism and Catholicism.
Scientology.
Yeah, you was telling some information that you wanted to share about that.
There's a lot of people out there that, you know, into Scientology practice. Like Will Smith, you know, it's Scientology, it's all
Tom Cruise and all of those. It's a lot of them, right.
A lot of organization, teachers and pastors, and even singers and actors and actors, they're all, you know, celebrities. They're platonic love.
Right.
It's so much stuff.
It is.
They have the touch of spiritual technology. They have the headquarters is in I think it's in California. The Scientology. It's confusion. That's all it is. And I can hear that they have all the different belief systems that they have today.
Yeah.
They have this thing called the Religious Technology Center. I think it's by Ron Hubbard. And it's called the Church of Spiritual Technology.
Okay.
That's another one, too. The fact that we need to be aware of. And they change, all the different things that they have out there. They have their own Bible. People are making their own Bible, changing the world. And they're changing the world, and they, kill the people, and they think it's the true word of God. And just to deceive them, to desensitize them, is all brainwashed just to get them to, to believe in God, basically.
Right.
It's not the true word of God.
No.
But it's a lot of stuff out there.
It's a Scientology. Is that the one where then has like a place for these? It is a cult. Is this a religion that they had people living offset in a certain place and they couldn't go out? I remember seeing some type of documentary on Scientology or something. Is that the one?
Yeah, that's the one. So that they had them trapped in physical body, immortal, still to be trapped in the physical body. They do a lot of before life on Earth. They talk about before life on Earth. They also talk about Judaism and Christianity. They come to take both of those